Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This really is an amazing piece that is in the Free Press today at thefp.com. I've mentioned the Free Press, and it's Barry Weiss's outlet. I didn't dive into this today, but I saw Tucker Carlson in some sort of tweet where he said Barry Weiss is no conservative. I never thought Barry Weiss was a conservative. You know who else is not a conservative? Donald Trump's not a conservative. All right. We're all okay with that. So I'm not sure what the point is there. But the Free Press is actually doing real journalism out there. And this is an amazing story by a reporter by the name of Madeline Raleigh. And I don't know her. We're going to try to get her on the air. She tells the story of Christopher Walker, retired Air Force Brigadier General, 59 years old. He spent 2 years as a senior advisor to the Air Force's Office of Diversity and Inclusion in the Pentagon, attended dozens of meetings about implementing DEI initiatives. And it was an unusual role because he had over 400 hours of combat flights and most recently had overseen West Virginia's Air National Guard. But guess what? He was black, and they thought, let's give a DEI gig and make him, you know, someone who's involved in our Office of Diversity and Inclusion. And I guess they assumed the way that the reporting is unfolding in the Free Press, they assumed because he would be on board that DEI was a, quote, warfighting imperative because he was black. But that assumption was wrong. So he essentially was a mole. Listen to this. Alarmed by DEI programs that were little more in his view than Soviet indoctrination, which, by the way, in his view, that's absolutely right. He leaked information to a group called Stand Together Against Racism and Radicalism in the Services, which is STARRS, STARS. The group consists of retired military veterans, civilians who are not crazy about the woke ideology in the military. So then they, and you're going to know some of these names, because those groups then alert Senator Tom Cotton and Mike Waltz, who's a congressman. And they say, look, we're hearing from General Walker and other active duty service members who oppose the DEI effort. What in the world is going on here? And they start calling it out in the last couple of years. And this became a bit of a story. And one of the reasons that, you know, you're seeing so much of a crackdown on DEI from the new Trump administration. So Walker tells the reporter from the Free Press, no one delved into how I thought. They took one look at me and assumed I believed these things. I learned to listen and I had to bite my tongue a lot. So he prefers to go by his call sign, which is Mookie. He took notes, kept his head down, he says. He wanted to keep reporting on what was going on. He said, if this is allowed to stand, all of the senior people within the Department of Defense are going to bring along this propaganda and get rid of anyone who doesn't go along with it, which, by the way, is exactly what they do. All right. They do it in corporate America. They do it. And I think the best example of this, Sue, as I mentioned yesterday, this poor woman, I'll have to look up her name, from the MS Society, who had volunteered for decades and just because she didn't really appropriately use she, her, and pronouns, identifiers, I'm sorry, in an email, they tried to get rid of her.
Yep.
And then it got so much national attention from, you know, some of the alternative media sites out there and on Twitter, like with libs of TikTok and wokeness, she kept her job. So Mookie says there was a private meeting in 2022. There were generals and other key Pentagon staffers. Alex Wagner, who was the Air Force Assistant Secretary, asked the group to brainstorm to get the public to accept drag shows on Air Force bases. Okay? Close to retirement and with nothing to lose, Mookie finally spoke up. He says, I reminded the group that since the 1980s, the Air Force has not allowed lingerie shows. They don't allow burlesque shows.
That's right.
So why in the flippin' world would we allow drag shows, right? His comments seemed to have an effect. The story says, in June of 2023, the Department of Defense officially banned drag shows on all military installations. Begging the question, why in the world were they allowed in the first place, right? But that was the exception. It was not the rule. Because Mookie recalls attending a training course at Georgetown University in 2022 for Air Force generals and senior officers called Managing for Inclusion. The professor, he said, at Georgetown, informed the group that white people were oppressors and black and Hispanic people were the oppressed. So they couldn't be racist, of course. We've heard these narratives before, right? Anti-racism. The professor also taught the class how to ask someone for their pronouns at the beginning of a conversation. Let me make something clear here about this particular professor. He ain't going to have a gig anymore, all right? I hope he got a lot of money back in 2022 because the whole Managing for Inclusion offer for the U.S. military, that ain't going to happen ever again, hopefully. The whole thing, Mookie says, is old-fashioned propaganda. But there were generals. There were generals. Lieutenant General Mary O'Brien, now retired. Lieutenant General Leah Lauterbach, a higher-ranked and higher-ranked within that course who were going along with it. He says, clapping like trained SEALs. Now, the story then pivots and says, with the arrival of Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth, the days of asking soldiers for their preferred pronouns appear to be over. Let's hope so, right? In the first interview since his confirmation, Hegseth has also commented to the Free Press. He says, my job is to reflect those lawful orders from President Trump throughout the chain of command. Those orders, he added, are to remove all aspects of DEI, including trying to mirror it, rename it, or delay those tactics. And Mary, who wrote this, you know, story, talks about how, you know, you have 31% minority in the armed forces, and they have viewed colorblindness as critical for a fighting force. But the commission's report that, you know, they kind of dug into in 2011, there was a Blue Ribbon Commission that said the modern military required demographically diverse leadership that reflects the public it serves. To achieve that goal, the military needed to pursue, this is the actual phrasing from the commission in 2011, pursue a broader approach to diversity that includes the range of backgrounds, skill sets, and personal attributes. So one of the things that Mary says is most ominous and even shocking is that that commission didn't really understand the implications of the recommendations for combat troops. So the emphasis that I mentioned on colorblindness was rooted in the logic of combat. When men and women of different races and religions are fighting alongside each other, focusing on their differences kind of harms unit cohesion, right? So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
She even talked to some people anonymously who were high-ranking military officials, some of whom had combat experience, that talked to her about this report and said, let's say we have soldiers, airmen, Marines, and sailors who have actually been in combat and who actually covered one another, who have actually sacrificed for one another, and they're all across different ethnic groups, races, whatever. This is Mookie saying this. And then all of a sudden, some clown is saying, hey, but you know, you're inherently racist. That's just not going to work for unity. It's also not going to work for educating young children, brainwashing them, because that's what they do to kids. That's what they're trying to do to my daughter. And I'm not picking on Rockwood, but that's what the education establishment has become. I mentioned this. I swear to God, I always go back to this. I don't even know if it resonates with people. But the first day of kindergarten, Sue, when I was, you know, monitoring from my home during COVID, they might have been the second day, but they read this book out loud in the class, a kindergarten class, about this first astronaut that was African-American, went through discrimination, Ron's Big Mission, I think it's called, right? And so the teacher, because the teacher's being forced to read this to the kindergarten class, and she asks for reaction. And I'm watching this on my Zoom screen. Hey, kids, what does that mean? There's black kids in the group. They have no idea. They don't know.
They're kindergartners.
Exactly. So stop doing that. And that was some sort of priority from Rockwood Schools. Now, we got a new superintendent, the old guy. Two superintendents ago, that guy was okay. The last one, he was an idiot. And thank God we have a new one. I'm not convinced that Dr. Kane is a whole lot better on the woke ideology, but I was just offering an example there. And that's what happens, right? This is what they do. And I'm just shocked that this is, well, now it's no longer going to be allowed to be happening. So they also talked about at the Air Force Academy, the same year, this is all in 2022, under the supervision of the Biden administration, because this is what they wanted to do. And I'm guessing, you know, if you go back to 2011 with this report, a lot of this started in the Obama administration. I would say it continued during the Trump administration because we didn't know about it. It wasn't exposed, so it wasn't stopped. So at the Air Force Academy, several upper-level leadership courses were replaced by courses that embraced critical race theory. So, and again, that's whites are oppressors, we're bad, minorities are oppressed. They titled these classes Class, Race, and Ethnicity in Society and Gender, Sexuality, and Society. The course description on the latter reads this way. Behavioral Science 364. This is for our military. Our ideas about gender and sexuality, about men, women, masculinity, and homosexuality, for example, organize our social life in important ways that we often do not notice. These ideas are easily either invisible to us, such that we take them for granted as normal, or explained away, such as they seem like the natural way life works. This course adopts a different approach by viewing gender and sexuality, this is for the military, it's for the warfighters, through the lens of the social, as shaped by social processes, including social interaction, institutions, ideologies, and culture, and how these beliefs create and enforce a system of difference and inequality. Now, that reads like a course listing at Harvard or Princeton. You know why? Because it is a course listing, probably, at Harvard or Princeton. But this is for the military. And the Biden administration spent a ton of money on this, $68 million $68 million in 2022, $86.5 million in 2023. You ready for last year? $114.7 million on DEI. Where did the money go? You know, to Ryan's point, previous segment, what the hell happened to all the money? They $270 million was spent just over the course of 4 years on DEI efforts in the military. And what'd you get? What was the ROI on that? It's outrageous. And this is great, great reporting in the Free Press today by Madeline Rowley. And we're going to try to get her on later this week.
Get more at 971talk.com.